薄いのアホ。
プリズムタワーメイクアップカードレ
ディー。 Hello and welcome to this intro and teaser episode of Shoujo and Tell. So first, hi, I'm Ashley McDonald, the host of this podcast. I came up with the idea to do a podcast covering shoujo and josei manga after seeing many people lament how few women there are in podcasting, thinking of how manga podcasts generally focus only on shonen titles. I wanted to create a space primarily for women talking about manga primarily made by and for women. My goal is to recapture the excitement I used to have when I would trade the manga I was collecting with my friends, and we'd discuss volumes after reading them. I found those discussions super fun in high school, so I hope you have fun listening to this geeky podcast. This podcast will cover manga series that are legally available in English. Episodes will come out every 2 weeks, and series that are more than 10 volumes will be split into multiple podcasts to make it easier for listeners to keep up and to make episode lengths reasonable. For now, each series discussion will have a rotating guest. Which brings me to some podcast clips for this teaser. This first clip is about Revolutionary Girl Utena. Anime musicology scholar Rose Bridges explains her favorite part of the manga.
Yeah, I mean, my favorite thing about the manga, I think, is probably Chiyo Saito's art style. Like, that was the thing that got me to read it in spite of, like, some of the negative comments that I had heard about it in relation to the anime. Is I was like, I really like this art style. I can deal with a slightly different story if I get to look at how pretty this stuff is.
Yeah, it is really pretty.
Yeah. Also, she has some really great, I love, like, when she does those asides at, like, the end of chapters where she draws, like, Ikuhara and Okito in her art style. Oh, yeah. As chibis.
Being like, what should we do about the anime? And then she gives an answer. Yeah. And they're like, we're not gonna do that. Bye. This second clip is about Cardcaptor Sakura. I asked Jessica Tan, one of my best friends since childhood, whether Shaoran is still her favorite character and why. But I thought you loved Shaoran the most. Is this not true anymore?
No, I mean, he's, like, my favorite character, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, see, now you're confused.
Oh, but I love them all. I mean, like, he's just so amazing, especially in the manga. Like, in the anime, he's a bit of a jerk.
He starts off as a little bit of a jerk in the manga, don't lie.
I know, he does, but, like, I think because they have so little time to go into it, they make him not a jerk much faster.
It's true.
Because the entire first six volumes becomes how many episodes in the anime? Like,
oh god, like
50 or something? I don't know. I really don't remember.
Like, at least 40.
Yeah, so they could stretch out his, like, jerk attitude for much longer. While in the manga, he has to become supportive much faster because there's fewer pages.
So many fewer pages, and they have 5 words on them.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, in the anime, he really comes across as being a rival initially, like, both for the Cloud Cards and also for Yuki's love. But in the manga, he never actually has any Cloud Cards.
Yeah, I was actually so confused watching it. I was like, doesn't Shaoran capture Cloud Cards? And then he never does. And I was like, oh, that must be an anime-only thing.
Yeah, no, okay. No, for sure. For sure, that's an anime-only thing. And I don't think I realized that initially, but reading it this time, I was like, oh my gosh, even when he's offered a card, he doesn't take it.
Oh yeah, what card does she offer him?
Erase.
Oh yeah.
It's like one of my favorite cards in the anime too, like, because that's when I think they first actually start bonding and seeing each other as, well, I mean, she was always welcoming, but he was not. So I think that's when, like, in the anime, first starts thinking of her as not a rival.
I hope these clips got you excited for what's to come with Shoujo and Tell. The Revolutionary Girl Utena episode will come out soon. Be sure to subscribe through Apple Podcasts, or wherever it is that you find your podcasts these days, or go to shoujoandtell.com. Stay tuned as we revolutionize the world.